Primal Scream.
Hi, this is For the Girls Podcast. I'm Nick Westray.
And I am Jason Black, and this is a queer stan lady podcast, the only one in the entire world. Mm-hmm. If that's not true, don't let us know. We don't care.
We don't recognize any other diva podcast. This is the premier queer diva podcast where you meet fans of different divas. This is a podcast for all those Quebecois queens.
Mm. It's the podcast for that Las Vegas throat.
It's a podcast for ladies who take chances.
This is a podcast for when you stand in your nighty by a window and it all comes back to you.
Oh. This is a podcast for when you need to get up close and personal.
Okay, who do we have?
We have Jordan Geiger. Hi, Jordan.
Jordan is a photographer and artist.
Who lives here in sunny Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Actually lives, y'all, right next to me, so now we're going to become best friends.
We're neighbors.
Mm-hmm. And maybe roommates.
Yeah.
You just asked to live in
Jason
my
just invited
tiny two-bedroom.
I think you asked.
It's a Jordan marriage.
Yes. So.
You asked and uninvited.
It's like we're like Mormons now, and there's like three of us.
And Jordan, who's your diva?
Celine Dion.
Ooh, the queen, yeah.
Yes.
Queen of Vegas.
I know, we need...
Queen of the ballad.
Yeah, we need flute. We need, like, trumpets. I feel like she deserves... Anytime she, like, goes into any other space in her house, at Walmart, there needs to be trumpets.
Full band.
Where she just, like, stops,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, full orchestra, doors swing open, and then there's, like, a big light shift and, like, a pause.
I realize
with the fashion choices that she's doing as of late, like, yeah, we need a full, we need the full red carpet.
Yeah, it's everything. She's having a, like, full fourth, moment. Fifth, sixth, seventh act. It's so great.
And she still has so much more. I think everyone thinks she's actually way older than she is. She's only 50, 51.
Oh, yeah.
She's been around forever.
She's been around forever.
That's what happens when you start at 14.
That's mm-hmm. true. That's very true.
And we were
hit
in...
After hit.
Montreal for her 50th birthday by coincidence. We did not plan to be there for that, but there were like full on parties celebrating her 50th birthday.
Yes.
But she does seem older just cause she's been around forever.
Yeah. And just been constantly iconic. Yeah.
And she had an 87-year-old husband.
I know.
And so that made her seem older.
Uh-huh.
You know, cause she was always with him.
Wait, are you from Canada?
No, my husband is.
Okay.
And did you marry him because he was Canadian and therefore closer to Celine Dion?
100%. He was born in Montreal. I was like...
Does he speak French?
Yeah, he went to French immersion school. He. Not like crazy fluent, but he can like listen and understand. And like he doesn't need subtitles.
Where are you from?
Denver. Yeah.
And how did you first find Celine Dion in Denver?
On a ski slope?
I think... Okay, two memories. One was probably the real first one, but Beauty and the Beast was I would have been two. No, it wasn't Luther Vandross.
Who'd she sing it with?
Peebo Bryson. Yeah, remember him?
No. Don't remember it at all.
Okay. As long as time, true as it can be. So her voice has like literally been with me almost my entire life.
Those iconic things where the celebrity sings the classic song, I guess.
Yeah, and it was a kid's movie too, so it was like, here's one for when you're a kid. 97, you're like, whatever that is deemed, you're not a toddler. What are you when you're 7? You're like
first grader.
I actually have no idea.
You're a tween.
Yeah. You can drive at 7 or no?
Yeah, you're
no?
Like the beginning of a tween. It was like 97, right? Then we have like Titanic. And then, so it's like markers throughout my whole life. But Beauty and the Beast, that was the, you know, obviously.
And then when did you start getting those CDs?
I'm sure I had that. I think Pocahontas was my first CD. Like, I remember it arriving in the mail. I don't
from
know
from Columbia House?
Yeah, I don't know why we got it in the mail. But I remember, like, you know, the square cardboard.
Because I get so many CDs like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably, like, you know, order over the phone.
Or you could order, like, six for some and then, like, you get mom signed up.
Yeah.
You could get, like, a cent, but then it was, like, just a pyramid scam where, like, you just had to keep being locked in.
Uh-huh.
To play on
it, like, replaced dictionaries.
I was just telling Jay that's how I had Celine's first six albums all on CD.
Through, like, you signed
up. Like, from
up.
The first one, because I after Falling Into You happened, I was like, well, this is obviously my person.
Yeah, subscribe.
And I just, like checked her name on all the Columbia House sheets. Yeah. And then just had all the hits.
Oh, my God. I love those sheets. But then, my, like, real memory of understanding, like, who she was and what she was in my life was I was in the grocery store. And I had just seen the music video for It's All Coming Back to Me.
Ugh.
And I looked at my mom. And it's like, this memory is burned into my mind, but she's like at the checkout and I was like, Mom, did you know that Celine Dion's husband died in a motorcycle accident? She was like, no, that's just a music video. And I was like, no, I saw it. He died in a motorcycle accident. And there's a full, I don't know what I thought.
That was like a documentary.
Yeah, it was a full documentary. Yeah.
No, you're describing what it means to realize what art is.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was
like. That's what you're describing. I know that moment, too.
Right, it was like reality to me. And then my mom was like, no, that's.
It's so fake.
That's why it was so good. It was so good.
Yeah.
I forgot that's what happened in that video. Because that's also what happens in Unbreak My Heart, the Toni Braxton video.
Oh.
Tyrese dies in a motorcycle accident as well.
That was a whole, like, 90s theme.
I mean, guys really liked motorcycles, and the ladies were worried about it.
Because they all died.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an update of Leader of the Pack. Vroom, vroom.
Oh,
bitches.
God, yeah.
Bad boys. We always like our bad boys.
We love them on those cycles.
What happens when you are one of the bad boys?
Do you think Renee drove a motorcycle?
I'm going to say a hard no on that one. So I can't imagine.
There were nights when the wind was so cold that my body froze in bed if I just listened to it right outside the window. There were days when the sun was so cruel that all the tears turned to dust, and I just knew my eyes were drying up forever. I finished crying in the instant that you left, and I can't remember where or when or how, and I banished every memory.
She was okay. Let's just dive into it.
Yeah,
because she
ready.
Was like a hot 14 when
she
was like
a hot 14.
No, sorry, I'm gonna rephrase that.
Okay,
she was
I'm
a cold virginal 14 when Renee was like, I'm gonna make you a superstar, and didn't he mortgage his house to like pay for her first record?
I think so. Yeah, he was full in. And that's the weird, you know, it's like you can say, like, oh, isn't it kind of weird that he was so much older, but they were together. Forever. Like,
she was dedicated to her, Renee.
Yeah, and him to her. I mean,
yeah.
How many
long love story?
It's a long love story. It also, it's awkward. I mean, it is awkward.
It's like Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, like,
or,
who knows what?
Or like real true deep love.
It must have been true deep love because she knows how to sing about it on every fucking record.
Yeah.
Love. And
yeah.
She knows what she's singing about.
Non-stop.
So I'm just going to say it was real.
I think so. I really do.
How many kids do they have?
Like 10. No,
like
I think they have four?
Four. Twins.
And then
the twins were first, right?
No, I don't think. I think the twins are the newest ones.
Yeah,
oh. They're
the
youngest.
Audition.
Are they the ones on Miracle?
Oh, the
Aunt
Gettys.
No, I think that's the first.
That's the first. I'm obsessed with that. It's one of my favorite album covers of
all
time.
It's so genius.
She also did a whole book with the Aunt Gettys.
Yeah, it was like the children's album Ann Getty's calendars, like everything.
Yeah, she really. I tried. Tour. So, like, I was really struggling last year to get a calendar, and that, I felt like
to land on one for your year.
I'm not kidding. I was struggling. I was like, talking to my roommate. Like, we were like throwing ideas back and forth for almost until the year was over. Like, it was so strenuous. And at one point, I straight up bought an Ann Getty's calendar, and normally but I couldn't live with it. There's something too dark.
New photos or like past Ann Getty's New Year?
I don't know. I'm not that in depth with her art. Like with her art, when I realize art, I know what art is. But it was definitely a current year with babies in flowers. Uh-huh. I remember. I think it was a babies in flowers. Anyways, yeah. That was a good story I just told.
God, I need
thank
to.
You. Thank you.
But now I'm like, I need to know if she's still working. Like,
We're gonna do a whole episode of Ann Getty's. That's what we're gonna absolutely. Do. That's gonna be our first and only art, like visual artist.
Yeah.
Is Ann Getty's.
Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, visual art is so good on a podcast. You know, we're just deeply describe. It.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
I know, but people talk about eating all the time. What are you gonna do? It's like yummy, yummy. Like, people love listening to eating podcasts.
I don't get that one.
No.
You don't do food podcasts?
No food podcasts for me.
Just purely diva podcasts. No pets.
Murder and divas.
Murder and divas.
Really?
Yes,
oh,
us
yeah.
too.
Murder forever.
Oh, we have a diva podcast. You should listen to it. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Okay, so like everyone else, Falling Into You, that album is like the one that was the gateway drug for all
100%.
Of us.
I ruined that cover. Or that plastic, you know how like you would start chipping away? I remember how dirty and chipped mine got.
Mm-hmm. Just shards of plastic.
Just cutting into like, you to listen to your Celine.
Cutting Into You is the title of that
one. Yes, in those jeans and that little white top, just like looking up all coy. What's your number one track on Falling Into You?
There isn't one. I don't think there could be one.
Oh my God. There's too many because that was the one, right? Like,
right. That's
I think
album.
In until even up to now, like that's the one with the hits.
Yes. I mean, like yeah, I mean, she has a lot, but so many hits.
So many,
so
on
many
one
of
album.
These are her some of her best known songs.
Yeah. Power of Love. It's all coming back to me now.
It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now. There were moments of gold.
All by myself, right?
All by myself.
Remember when that was on Clueless?
Was it?
Yeah.
The movie or the series?
The movie.
Really?
Yeah, it's when like all goes bad and she's like, well, yeah.
Right before I Love Josh?
Right before I Love Josh, when she's like walking around the fountain with and she's trying to shop and feel better. It's Celine's All by Myself.
Oh.
Oh my God,
I hope I'm not wrong about
we
that.
We have to do a Clueless
We've
episode.
We've got to fact check that.
Also, for me, it was always Because You Loved Me. Because Jason will attest, fucking had the up close and personal poster in my bedroom. That's right, Michelle Pfeiffer, Robert Redford on my wall.
Just jacking it to those freaking middle-aged glamour pussies.
I also had a poster of Tijillian on her 37th birthday because I was in a big Michelle Pfeiffer mood when like 12 or 13.
Yeah,
I just said the most random thing. I was like, you know, blondes sometimes aren't my favorite. To Nick, we might have to cut this. And Nick just took a second, and the first thing he said was, Michelle Pfeiffer, you like? And I go, okay, that's it. But then, of course, and then I woke up and I was like, why did I even say that? That's fully a lie. But I love that your first one was
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer is a perfect.
Girl, we say current, mama. Somehow she and Celine are like inextricably tied because of that song.
To wow.
Me. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, baby. You're the one who held me up, never let me fall. You're
that music video is also like all Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yo, though, have you seen the power when she does the Power of Love on Rosie O'Donnell and she has these like billowing, she's these billowing sleeves.
Yeah, all the live performances are my absolute favorites. Like all the talk shows, all the Grammys, like those are the
okay. Hit us with one.
Okay,
hit us with the number one.
My number one of all time.
All time.
1990 Johnny Carson show. I think it was her first TV performance.
Wait,
it's got
like a weird shiver in my hip.
Yeah, as you should. Where Does My Heart Beat Now? It's she's so young. She's got her brown hair still. She's in like an oversized blazer and jeans. Here's why it's also one of my favorites. The end is maybe one of the best moments of acting I've ever seen. It's you're gonna see it. There's a pause, and I think it's the first time she looks right into the camera, and it's this moment of connection, and then the turn away, and then back into the song. It's just genius. But that, you know, still the era.
Two things. That is maybe the first time we ever on national television see the iconic Celine Dion chest bump.
A part of her whole life.
Also, she has this move, which I'm obsessed with, which is like, let me reposition my hand on the mic, but almost throw the mic a little bit.
Mm,
she's like, and catch.
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of the sort of...
It's like it's athletic.
It is.
It's watching this, I was like, whoa, she looks really young. She looks actually really different. Brow, like we were saying, brows on fleek. On current fleek. Like, they're like these like thick, nice, like lovely brows.
Yeah, natural.
She looks really different, but she's still so possessed with everything.
Well, I think that's why that like moment of stillness where she's just like standing there. She's so solid and is like asking you to like answer her question.
Yes. But the other thing that she does in this, which I'm obsessed with her, because lots of her music is overwrought, melodramatic, like ballads, like so much emotion. But somehow she reaches that, like you were saying, it's an acting thing. She reaches that level of heightenedness, and I never find her to be false.
Not one time.
She can be ridiculous, over the top, over emotional, but it's never false.
No.
Which is why it always sells.
Totally filled. I think she like actually feels that much. I think she's like a crazy empath who like understands it to the core.
Absolutely.
And is living it.
You know, she was on Oprah 27 times.
Um, No, no, 20, I didn't.
Like when, no. I was just reading that, like, when she came back for her Vegas residency the last time.
Yeah, I saw it.
She went on Oprah for the 27th That's time.
That's insane.
Because you know Oprah has taste and had Selena on 27.
Yeah, well, I was just watching because I was thinking of the iconic, the one of the times that she was on there.
I Make and Toast?
What?
Was it the I Make Toast?
No, I don't know that.
What's I Make Toast?
She was just like, she was talking about like being a mom or something. Yeah. And she's like, Oprah, I'm making toast! Toast! And like, as excited as if like she was fucking Andrew Graham Bell. Yeah. Did I say that name right? I'm like,
yeah, girl. Yeah,
yeah, I did it! Yeah. As excited as that.
I'm like, he did the telephone. What did he do?
What was it, the 27th?
It was the one where she's like about to sing. She's like, this is for all the mothers and the children of the world, which is like essentially everybody. But it's like, you're like, yeah.
Well, if I'm not a mother, I'm.
I was a child.
You're a child.
Yeah. At some point.
Yeah.
Oh, have you seen the most recent clip where she does the peanut butter song?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Favorite meal? It's not really a meal. It's different things. I love peanut butter so bad.
Peanut butter.
Oh.
That's good.
Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Water baseball bat. No.
And then she talks about her favorite movie being Monsters, Inc.
I have not seen that part.
She's like,
a movie you can watch over and over.
All of them, whatever my kids want. Because I love them so much, they pick the movie. Even if I've watched them,
you'll watch it again.
65 times, but for example, Monsters, Inc. is so great, and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and Nanny McPhee, and I can't pick one.
Selena's like her Selenisms, but maybe because as a culture we haven't done it enough.
Yeah.
So I think all of our Selenas are going to be really different, but very interesting.
Yeah.
Be very avant-garde.
Always enthusiastic.
Uh-huh. So enthusiastic. Always enthusiastic. Yeah.
And with passion.
Describe your life in one word.
Perfect. Oh, nice. Very nice. My life is perfect. Very nice.
She always has that level. It must be exhausting to be Celine Dion.
I don't think, she doesn't seem exhausted.
She doesn't.
She has so many assistants.
I think she loves it. That's why.
23.
I think she like,
yeah. If you're one of Celine Dion's assistants, write in.
Oh my God. I want to know everything.
I'm for sure it's 23. Like I'm fact check me on that. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Tweet it as the real number.
I can't even imagine.
She
loves it. That's why she like, she's done this forever because it's like the greatest joy of her whole life. I can imagine.
Well, she did have 14 brothers and sisters.
Uh huh.
And then somehow she won the Eurovision Song Contest mm-hmm. in 1988 for Switzerland. What was that about?
What was that about?
I don't know.
How did she do that? That was some infiltrating going on.
No, I feel like that
Renee.
Happens. Renee. It was Renee, Abe.
Renee did it.
Well, because Olivia Newton-John did Eurovision for another country, too. She did Eurovision for, like, Norway or something.
Why is that allowed?
I don't know. I think it's like intramural baseball.
I honestly feel like at some point Nick and I are going to get so far into this that people are going to be like, so what's your bank statement? Well, it's Cher, Olivia Newton-John. I feel like we're going to have no more brain space to be a normal human beings. We're just going to have this knowledge.
We already don't have any more brain space to be normal human beings.
Oh, no. So coming on, I was like, I got to do my homework. And then, of course, it like takes you down the craziest rabbit hole.
I know. You start going down weird, fun, like...
Yeah,
we always call it the YouTube like K-hole.
Yeah,
you know where you just keep clicking the next one. Also, because she does do a lot of live performances, so you can really
she's done a ton
of live.
It's like my thing to do to come down after a day. I'm like, let me hit that pipe. Let me put on Celine.
Yes. Does your husband watch them with you?
No.
He doesn't come into the Celine zone.
He doesn't come into the Celine zone.
Do you ever get a spot where you're like, you have to watch a little
every
bit
every single day, yeah.
And he's like,
ugh. Yeah.
My husband's the same way with Bette Midler.
Yeah.
He's like, babe, I've seen the Shiver Me Timbers from 1982 like 12 times. I'm like, but you didn't watch this part.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just this isolated section that's like actually really... The way that you were like, oh, at the end when the acting's really... It's you focus on like the minutia of something.
Because you start getting to know their thoughts. Like when you see them do a song so many different ways.
Yeah.
What do you think is the song that she like reinterprets the most live? That you see like the most changes in?
Oh, man. Okay, well, maybe like number two or three best live performances.
Mm-hmm.
2017 Billboard awards. It was the 20th anniversary of Titanic. And she...
Yeah, I didn't 97. Go to school for math. None of us here. This is a math pod.
Yeah, when it started, I literally...
97, my brain went, 2007, well, we have to, 17. Okay, yeah.
We've lived in two centuries. It's hard to figure out that It's really... It's 20-year anniversary.
And like the 80s was 20 years ago, right?
Right. Absolutely. It's perpetually the aughts in my mind.
I have no idea. I don't know.
What day is it? What's happening?
Yeah, okay. So she sings My Heart Will Go On. 2017,
Heart Will Go On. And the end of it. And it's, you know, it's only like a couple of years after Renee has died. What, like one or two?
Yeah.
And she's kind of like had a, like her voice changed because trauma and heartbreak, and your brother dies of the same cancer in the same week.
Jesus. And like the same fucking week.
So like I think that's the performance of her coming back, where it was just like, oh, you're changed and you're a better performer because of this, or you know, in relation to. And the end, it's the, she changes the riffs. And it's so beautiful and subtle, and it seems like she's really taking ownership and control of that song in a way like she hasn't before. She didn't even want to do that song.
She's also wearing like a white wedding dress tissue box.
She is. She's in. She's like fully covered in a crystal shower curtain.
Is it going through?
Okay, so
it's an instrument. It's an instrument. I'm sorry. It's an instrument.
Don't be sorry. It's what's so, so funny with what we're doing right here now is that, you know, a lot of times, you know, when we have guests, we insert the clips. We don't have, you know, we just kind of keep going, but not on this episode, my children.
No.
Not on this episode, but we have to actually, because it's everything.
No, yeah.
Watching her is it's humanity. It's really like
she's like
life's
made
okay.
to be seen.
Yeah,
it's like fully connected to her body and her emotion, and like, oh, it's like, you know, she's feeling it.
There are few people who can perform like that. It's why she's the queen of Vegas. It's why she's like, still everyone wants to be in the room live with her to see that instrument actually make that huge dynamic sound.
It's insane.
And that song, like Titanic, like. Titanic's one of those things of like, where were you when that movie came out?
Fully, fully.
Like, I think everyone, I know I have, like, I can't remember, I mean, I don't know what day it is. I honestly barely know what day it is today.
No idea.
But I know all of the two times I saw Titanic in the theater. And then
I saw it four times. I was seven when it came out. Like, four times. And then to have the,
15
like.
15 and fully in love.
Yeah, the two VHS box set. And like two copies of the box set because it wore out.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
I was just like watching it so, so much.
Yeah, just like putting them in like on a Saturday and like being transfixed by this. Like, it was so glamour. It was so. I was actually in Las.
Or if you were me, just like fast forwarding to the Kathy Bates scene.
Oh my God.
I was actually in Las Vegas with my family visiting my mom's grandparents and my grandfather.
My mom's parents.
My mom's parents.
Yeah.
And my grandfather. Father had was like kind of going through Alzheimer's, and my grandma was being a total fucking bitch.
Ugh.
And so we went. Keep that in there. I don't give a fuck. She's dead. he dead too. So we went there, and I just remember all of our families just like ripping our hearts open and weeping, which we've never really done. Is it like it does something? That movie fucks you right. And then
because
that song,
of that movie, you were all like having a full family therapy moment.
Yeah, we were just in all, everyone was just in their feelings, like heightened. And then it's that song at the end that just,
the song is so inextricably tied to that movie. Like, how often does that happen now, today, even? Like
also, how often do you cry because that song in the movie comes on?
But like the whole world got into their feelings together. That's why that was such a phenomenon, that film, because it made us all feel that deeply, and Celine like carried it through.
Yeah.
There's no equivalent.
She didn't
really
want to do that song. That's the great part. Is
she
that
did it?
No. So the take that we know, like the original recording, is her demo version. She said she didn't want to do it. Renee was like, I think you should just give it a try. Go in, just do the demo, then we'll figure out if we want to do it. She did the one take, and that's it.
Grammy.
Yeah.
Record of the year. Female pop vocal performance.
Song of her life.
Yeah.
And you didn't...
Because that, like, solidified her.
But after Falling Into You, I didn't think anything could ever get bigger than It's All Coming Back to Me Now. And then she topped it.
100%.
Like, I feel like my... I mean, I just... Yeah,
she
again,
didn't want it.
That song is, like, takes you right back. Takes you right back to the childhood of, like, feeling all of the brand new feelings. Thinking all the... Like, that kind of ushered me into, like... everything else.
Yeah,
I don't know, like,
yeah.
Romance, I saw it with my girl, my love of my life, Melina Williams, the second time.
And that turned out really well. Your love with women,
yep,
yeah,
transferred to this podcast.
I didn't go down to boner town, that's for sure, but I did feel a lot of feelings. You saw it four times. You were seven, and you're
mom.
A seven-year-old. No, that is
you're
a real
good mom.
I had a good mom.
Your mom is also a Celine Dion fan, I think I remember.
Yeah, yeah. She's the one who, like, my mom has, like, a deep love for music, and...
What does your mom do?
She's a real estate agent.
Yeah, girl.
But does she have billboards?
But she has those CDs
Call
in
Cindy.
That car.
Oh, the full book... showed me how to make mixtapes, like tapes proper, like,
yes.
You know, put the CD in, you hit record, or with the radio event, like, deep love. So I've
Was Celine her number one diva, or did she have a different diva?
She was Madonna. There's this like genius photo of my mom in the 80s in full Madonna costume, bleached short blonde hair, the lace, you know, bangles, everything.
You have to ask your mom if we can put that up on our Instagram.
I've asked her every year if she can find that photo for me. She has no idea where it is.
What? Mom?
So
what's your mom's name?
Jackie.
Go look again, Jackie.
I know.
Please.
Get in the attic and find that
Get
fucking
in that
box.
Attic.
She's like, I'm selling houses. Leave me alone.
Yeah, she's busy.
She's busy.
Yeah, but she, like, took me to the Lilith Fair.
What?
Sheryl Crow in 1997 was my first concert at Red Rocks.
Wow.
I had the concert tee all through Juilliard until I moved, and I accidentally threw out a whole bag of like, special t-shirts I was keeping.
No.
And that one was in there.
No.
That means... It feels so bad.
I know.
That feels so bad.
That's the worst
I love
story.
Stuff,
I like
and that feels so
that
bad.
Day. Yeah, that was a turning point.
Like, you really didn't know you were just mixed in by accident.
No,
because,
like, you know, I was like an idiot, like, 21-year-old who was like, put all my clothes in trash bags, and also trash in trash bags. In the move, I lost it.
You confuse them.
Yeah.
But also, that's why you just have to make a decision. Just don't get rid of anything, even if you think it's trash.
That's what Jason does. Hoard.
Yeah, I mean, or just... Be safe.
Or keep.
Yeah. Because things will decompose and turn to dust at some point.
I feel like Sheryl Crow only performs in Colorado. Am
yes.
I wrong?
Yes. No, you're not
I'm
wrong.
I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong.
Prove me wrong. I actually really want to do a Sheryl episode, but that is not this episode.
That's not this episode, but
okay.
I can come back for that.
Because
episode.
then you think she can't top it, and then she comes out with possibly my favorite track of all time.
Oh, yeah, tell me.
And I'm going to go there. Tell Him, which is possibly the greatest pop duet in the history of pop music. Somebody fight me. Call me up right now and fight me about it.
Were they, like, looking at each other? Yeah,
yeah.
No one called. The phone didn't ring. I don't know if you could tell by the silence.
Yeah, we left a
None
pause.
Of you called in.
This
is a live radio show.
I don't know
Everyone
how many
agrees.
People have songs with their roommates as, like, their couple song, but I literally do, and this is our... So there was a point where we were playing Tell Him every single day. like every single day tell him how to come on and like give us all of our vocal. Yeah, that's like, I love when the divas pair up. Like I actually was just, we did The Bodyguard. Oh. And so I was doing some Whitney Houston stuff. Oh. And I guess she had a whole album about with Exhale, and on it was her singing with Aretha Franklin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that track is great.
I love when they kind of get there and, like, and also...
And Whitney and Mariah, of course.
Of course, Whitney and Mariah.
There was the whole Brandy. Divas performance with Divas Mariah, yes. Aretha, Celine, Carole King, Gloria Estefan.
The original Divas Live on VH1 in... Like,
I think 97. I am like really about 97.
And she was
on
the second Divas Live too.
Yeah.
And that performance of that video of Barbara's literally like I'm giving baby girl, like I'm giving you like, you know, I'm passing down my torch as like being prime diva.
Yeah.
Like high witch.
It was like Judy to Barbara, Barbara to Celine.
Barbara tries to hand that to loads of people. Barbara
She's like, someone's doing some fighting words.
She's like 12 torches, and she's like, hands them to... Barbara? She tried to do it to Ariana Grande the other day.
What? The other day?
The other day, Barbara was like, had put out some video of her and Ariana.
They did a song together.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
They did.
She tried to give it to Brian Adams. Companionship songs, partner songs. She's singing a lot with the people.
Yeah, she's scared to do it herself. Yeah. She's got that stage fright.
Yeah, Celine, I was trying... Celine lives out of this world because, yeah, I am like, did she get the torch? Where is she in this kind of, where is she in the, like, nexus of this, of the culture? And it's like, she almost lives outside of it in
I
a
think
way.
She does because, and I think the difference is, oh, yeah.
She's from Canada.
She's from Canada, which, and she's French-Canadian, which I think inherently makes you a weirdo. That's wine. I'm living my full Georgia Hardstark My Favorite Murder moment over here.
Not anymore, though.
Oh, shout out to Georgia.
Oh, God.
Not anymore, though.
She stopped drinking?
Yeah.
Georgia did? I thought she was just doing a dry January.
She did, but I think she was kind of being like, now I'm only going to drink like when it's like a thing. Like, yeah, when I'm like out, but not like drinking every day. She's like, I'm actually, that wasn't working, so.
No.
I honestly think.
Cheers, Georgia.
Yeah,
cheers,
I think 2020, Georgia. Everyone's like going to get on the semi-sober train. People keep talking about it. I keep hearing like, books and like everywhere I turn, so
yeah,
like it's like the new not smoking. Does it feel me?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, we did the like dry January and it was great.
We did dry January last year. I didn't do it this year.
We did it this year, and
we did like half. We did like on the weekend.
My other best friend, who isn't Jason, whose name is Nick Mayo, his birthday is January 15th, which always deeply fucks up dry January.
Of course,
and then I like whenever I do it, I like break in the middle of the month, and it's catastrophic.
Yeah, you're like, terrible. I need a whole week to recover now.
It's awful. It's the worst.
And like, not to break the bubble, but I was going to do it all through February, but my grandma died.
Your grandma likes Celine Dion.
She loved that album.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Which, yeah. She loved Barbara too, so that was just like, you know.
That was just like candy.
She would be literally rolling in the grave if she knew.
But that album, Let's Talk About Love, has both My Heart Will Go On and Tell Him on it.
It's epic.
Amazing. Fucking A, kids. If you don't know this record... And then she does the Christmas album.
I have to listen to everything every year.
But like, why is that not like up there with the other?
With Mariah?
With Mariah. Or just like, you know, what is it? The Amy Mann Christmas?
Amy Grant.
But
Amy Mann Christmas. I think she has one.
Yeah. I just feel like it's like an under the radar Christmas album.
Well, I mean, it was one of the most high selling albums, I think, of all time.
It was
Celine's Christmas.
Really? Huge. Yeah, I guess 98.
Really? Yeah, it was like her follow up to my album.
Her War's Over is amazing. Her version of War's Over.
Okay, so.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young, a very merry Christmas and a happy new year. Let's hope it's a good.
Well, here's a thing. I kind of hate Christmas music. I know.
That was me barfing in my cup.
I know. But I've getting married made me a little softy. So now, and his family is I can show you videos. Their home is fully Santa's workshop. Hundreds of Santas everywhere.
That's what this home is.
Hundreds,
like
yeah. So I've actually too. Really gotten into it now.
It's like a Christmas shop, and you're actually, this is psychotic, and I'm vaguely happy right now. It's like psychotic, and it's done the thing.
Life size Santa, portrait of Santa that stays up all year round.
I grew up on a Christmas tree farm, so we're very serious about Christmas. Yeah. Me and Taylor Swift.
Almost too serious. So it's a business serious.
Exactly, seriously. But we did a Christmas episode last year. Everyone can go back and download it and then rate and review this podcast on iTunes. And then, but we did Celine's Oh Holy Night, which is my favorite track. My favorite, I think I saved it on our Instagram stories. I did a full Instagram story, which goes along with the lyrics about Celine Dion, and it's just fashion looks. And it's my favorite. I was the most proud of anything I've ever made on Christmas.
Is that saved somewhere? I hope I did. I don't know.
I told you to save them all. They're all good, babe. Thanks. They're all good, babe, for me. For me and the divas.
But then this is one of my favorite things in my Celine research today. Uh-huh. The year 2000 comes around, and she's like, I put out 13 albums.
Oh my God.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
13 albums.
That's nonsense.
And I'm taking a fucking hiatus.
Yeah, when did she come back?
2003.
I was going to say 2003. With what? New Day Has Come? Is that what it was?
Yes.
Like? Yeah.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yes. Which was so I was 13, which was okay, I'm a little older now. And
maybe
I feel
a little gayer?
So much gayer. Came out when I was 14, for sure. Yeah. I was fully.
A New Day Has Come.
A New Day Has Come. I'm alive. Let's do it. So that was windows down. Driving in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the way it is.
Changed.
That's the way it is.
Yes, that's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. That video, everything.
Everything. It was fully I feel like there was lots of those 90s sort of really gauzy dresses that were happening with a ruffle down the whole front. Like a very soft ruffle. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it was real and maybe I just relate it to my mom, but I feel like that was a real I'm coming into my own. I'm an independent. I'm I'm on my own.
It's definitely an image change.
Yeah,
for
big
her
time
in that period. And also she covers Roberta Flack's "The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face," and it's one of my favorite Celine tracks of all time because I'm a huge Roberta Flack person.
Yeah.
She does really
good covers. Genius covers.
She covers Nature Boy on that album.
Uh-huh.
The Nat King Cole song.
When's I Drove All Night. That wasn't that album.
No, that's
a... Is that later?
I mean,
later?
That's... no, yes, that is later. But I was just... That's on Taking Chances.
Uh-huh, okay.
I think, right?
I think that sounds right.
No, that's on One Heart. It doesn't...
It really doesn't matter.
But if we actually covers do really get into so time. Nick and I really are...
Like, no, One Heart is 2003. So that must mean that... Fucking A New Day has come. Comes.
Like what? 2000?
2001.
Yeah.
So she took a year hiatus? No,
I think it's like 98 or 99 to 2001. It's a 2-year hiatus.
Okay.
And then, yeah, that's A New Day Has Come.
Yeah.
And then One Heart is I Drove All Night. I Drove All Night mm-hmm. is she actually partnered with Chrysler for that commercial.
No.
That video.
No.
And she's like in a Chrysler, driving a Chrysler yeah, in the video.
Yeah. Also, yeah.
I had to escape. The city was sticky and maybe I should have called you first, but I was dying to get to you. I was dreaming while I drove the long street road ahead. Uh-huh, yeah. Could taste your sweet kisses, your arms open wide.
I fully don't think Celine would know how to turn a car on.
Like, absolutely not.
I don't even think she's ever held keys.
Why would she?
Yeah, like, I mean, for anything. For, like, yeah. And maybe for her, like, little lock box where she keeps the Heart of the Ocean in.
Uh-huh.
Maybe she has, like, a beautiful glass, gold, silver, diamond key that she puts in there just to look at the Heart of the Ocean necklace.
Sure she does.
But we have like, I can't, no keys.
No keys for Celine.
She doesn't open doors.
But we were talking,
oh, she opens doors. Just not with.
With her mind, not with her fingers, not with her nails.
Yeah.
No.
But it's the perfect music to drive to. It's the perfect music to strut through New York City to. Like, I drove all night.
I love to work out to Celine.
Love to work out to Celine.
I mean, it's epic. It's like, you know, so I feel like we've barely touched on, it's all coming back to me now, but, yes, because obviously I knew I was coming here, so I was like, I need to know, because I knew that someone had said Meatloaf wrote it, and I was like, I don't think that's right, but Meatloaf wanted to record it, but the guy who did write it, he said he based it on the scene in Wuthering Heights, like I've ever read that book, where some dude digs up the grave of his girlfriend and dances with her in the moonlight.
But if I touch you like this, and if you kiss me like that, it was so long ago, but it's all coming back to me. If you touch me like this, and if I kiss you like that, it was gone with the wind, but it's all coming back to me. It's all coming back, it's all coming back to me now. There were moments of gold, and there were flashes of light.
It's 6 minutes. No one does that. 6:45.
Yeah.
It's the longest. It's like American Pie. And it's, yeah. And it's perfect. Like, how can you write a 6 minute, almost 7 minute?
I will also lip sync for my life the house down to that song.
Who? What fag wouldn't, babe?
Shit.
Yeah, that's the one that I think that I, like, sound like her on. Like, you know when you're like, everyone's got that one song that you're like, I could karaoke the shit out of this and sound just like.
When you see me like this, and when I see you like that, we see just what we want to see all coming back to me. The flesh and the fantasies all coming back to me. I can barely recall, but it's all coming back to me. It's all coming back to me.
See, we were saying this in our Bodyguard episode. I want, for fags like me who don't really want to sing, I want a lip sync for your life bar. Where instead of just doing karaoke, just put on the track, and I'm going to lip sync the house down to it.
You need to take this to Shark Tank right now.
Right now.
Get Lori and Barbara on it.
Actually, any of you Battle Angels, just make this for me. I'm obviously not good at starting a business. we can barely keep this podcast alive. But you guys do it for me and then invite us to do a live show there.
I want to be there. I want that bar.
Right?
Yeah.
It should exist.
Yeah, because I don't love karaoke, like, in front of people. Like, I like the Korean style.
I'm not a karaoke
I like a room.
Girl.
I like a small room with just, like, me and
friends.
Two people. But
right. Yes.
But you friends. Know you could, like, perform the shit out of a lip sync in front of
yes,
whoever.
Yes, me doing I Have Nothing from the Bodyguard is everything.
There's a cute version of that Broadway Jeremy Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doing he does a great one.
He does a good one.
It's all yeah. coming back to me now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of kills it.
He kills wow. it. He kills yeah. it. I think he does some crazy key changes in it that are like, yeah.
Celine gets, will fucking key change the house down on you.
Yeah. Okay, so I saw her. So I saw her Vegas show.
Right. Okay, tell us about this. Is this the first time you saw her live?
I've never seen her live. My mother-in-law, her diva is Cher. She grew up with her. Like
divas
the same
bring
age.
Families together.
They really do. They really do because.
Bring joy.
So my mother-in-law, she wanted to see Cher. We were living in New York at the point that time when the Cher show was on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, "Well, why don't you come out? We'll see the show." And then we were like, "We don't want to see that show. I don't like. Why would we see a bunch of people pretending to be Cher when we could just go see Cher?" Sure. But, of course, I'm like, I'm not going to Vegas and seeing Cher and not seeing Celine Dion because...
Of course not. That wouldn't be Christian.
It would be... I
would not
forever,
be Christian.
It's homophobic.
No. It's homophobic.
And my mom
it's
was
a hate
on
crime.
It's a gay bash.
It's a hate crime.
It's a gay bash against humanity.
It's against Celine for us to not go and
exactly.
see Cher and
yeah,
yeah,
you'll be marked with the devil.
Yeah.
You'll be marked with the straight devil.
Oh, God.
You'll turn straight, baby!
Oh, no! So it was me and my husband, his mom, my mom, all in Vegas for 4 days.
Where'd you stay?
New York, New York. The most
you
couldn't
get away. Take the girl out of New York.
You
she goes and stays at New York,
no, that's
New York.
The Liza Minnelli Hotel.
Did you ride the roller coaster?
Hell yeah, we did. Yeah. Oh my God, I love the fucking
New York. New York is one. Really dark because like
it's so sad.
You're like it's like actually all of the places are like they are dark for a purpose, but I don't know why.
Yeah.
I the last time I was there, I ate there too.
No.
At like one of their stupid like fake gross delis that aren't real. Dark. I mean, there's so much. I love it. I love Vegas so much because, like, it's so crazy. It's so exciting, and it's so fucking
sad.
Dark.
It's terribly sad.
Was there a pool in New York, New York? Did you go swimming?
I think so. We didn't go.
You were not having a good time.
We were like, we were there for like the nostalgia of it all, but it's sad.
What was the concert like?
Okay, so back to what you were saying, like to be in the room with the actual voice, the like power coming at you over, like it's just like reverberating in your bones. Is that the right word?
Sound waves.
Does it matter?
Sound waves hitting you.
Yes, and to you know to hear it on a fucking CD or pod, you know, podcast. Mm-hmm. You don't hear it on podcast.
You're going to hear it on this podcast. Yeah, you are. Yes, you fucking are.
Yeah, over like headphones, and then to like be in the room with the real thing was
Celine. This was also the last time she Celine was going to do it, right?
Yeah, it was Marie the end. Dion. It was the end. It was her last residency.
After how many years?
And she didn't give I'll never forgive fuck. Myself. It was on a Wednesday night. This woman came in late. She spent the whole first 10 minutes just ripping this woman to shreds.
Celine
about
did?
Being late. Yeah, because this woman was in the front row. Literally did like a whole 5-minute like, no, we'll wait. Don't worry. It's just Wednesday. Who gives a fuck about Wednesday?
She did not say fuck.
Please, take your time.
Did she say fuck?
No, of course not.
Okay.
You know,
I don't think she says fuck. I don't think she knows the word.
I don't think I've ever heard her curse.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But she was straight up just like, she was like, she was chit-chatting.
I would say like 30 minutes of the actual show were her talking.
Yeah. I did not expect that. I did not.
She loves to chat. She's like a genius clown stand-up comic. Like that's the thing that like sets her apart from every of the other divas. It's like she's going to give you a comedy show.
Well, Bette Midler gives a comedy show.
Fair.
Thank you. Sorry. Yes, just fair. Had to just put that in there. Yeah. Bette Midler's an actual stand-up comedian.
She truly is. Yeah. And but that's a like perfected craft art she's studied.
Yes.
Celine's just like she's off like the a cup. Little like, you know,
she's this, touched. This little,
great. Yeah. 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 She's
what was the
French
but what was the what was the most like revelatory? I'm sure that it was all revelatory, but what was the number that was like bleh?
I mean I hate to be a broken record, but the encore was "My Heart Will Go On." Yeah.
Did you and, cry?
Yeah, because she leaves, and then like, of course, there's fog. The thing about this residency mm-hmm. is that it was like completely stripped back. It was just her and the orchestra. There's minimal costume changes. There's virtually no set. It's just like her singing to you, kind of like old school Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So to have suddenly like theatrics and fog, and like she's coming.
That's
you know,
what so her show was just singing.
Yeah, it really was.
Whoa, because I remember seeing the like I watched like a whole docu series of her other show.
Yeah, the with all the dancers,
Cirque de Soleil-y kind of like
completely
flying.
Is that
in
Celine?
The air.
Is that the documentary Celine through the eyes of the world? That yeah. documentary.
I know this was all. I don't know that. I don't know. This was like her OG, like how she put her show together, and right. there's like people are like literally what endlessly flying through. The air on like a bike, like,
yeah.
So she and this was her minimum. So she came back and she was like, cut it.
Yeah, she was like, nothing. I don't want that. I'm just gonna say,
was there dancers?
No, nothing.
No?
It was just her.
How many piece orchestra?
Backup singers.
7,000.
Like 7,000, like a full orchestra.
Full orchestra.
I mean, I'm
no,
I'm here
no
for that.
Dancers.
I'm here for that.
She did a duet. She did a duet for Beauty and the Beast that
with
was beautiful. I don't know.
Some guy.
He was like incredible, but I don't know who it was.
Someone from Il
Super
Devo.
Young, really incredible.
Right. Yeah. Remember when Barbara had Il Devo? Like,
yeah.
would just
open
come
for
out.
Them, and
when
then
she was just like tired. Barbara would walk off to like change a gown for 45 minutes.
Was, there was gown
like,
changes though.
Oh,
right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Suit changes.
Yeah.
Ooh,
suits.
Yeah. I
fucking
feel like she rocks the gold suit, like you know. Yeah. So she because she loves the wide stance. She's like she's doing full back bend. Yeah. Yeah.
Air guitar. She does an air guitar.
Yeah. Yeah,
shredding.
She real,
is like, silly though. Like for all of her super seriousness, she can also get it real silly.
She's bonkers. We haven't even talked about the Vogue video.
Oh my god,
bonkers, genius,
insane,
clown show. Yeah, it was her. It was her being introduced as a fashion icon, which she had not been up to at that point.
But now has completely. She is the fashion icon.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna jump off a fucking bridge if her kids like end up being like. Actually, she's a nightmare.
There's no mommy.
Mommy. I will. There. I will be like. I will go to. I will die because I'm like. She's so perfect. And I was just kind of thinking about this. I'm like, no one can hate Celine really.
No.
You know, like she just. She don't just really hear anyone hating on Celine.
No, you don't
what
hear
is
about like
hate?
Traditional diva attitude.
I don't either.
Yeah,
because she's just joy. And then when she talks, she's just like joy, or she's really concerned. Like when she got so fucking concerned during for Hurricane Sandy, or
Hurricane Katrina.
Hurricane Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when she was like pleading for people to like save
empath.
These?
It, yeah.
yeah to save these.
When I come home at night, my son is waiting for me. I watch television. Yes, we gave $1 million, but what we expect, what I want to look like the rest of the world, I open the television. There's people still there, waiting to be rescued. And for me, it's not acceptable. I know there's reasons for it. I'm sorry to say I'm being rude, but I don't want to hear those reasons. You know, some people are stealing and they're making a big deal out of it. Oh, they're stealing 20 pair of jeans or they're stealing television sets. Who cares? They're not going to go too far with it. Maybe those people are so poor. Some of the people who do that, they're so poor. They've never touched anything in their lives. Let them touch those things for once. The main thing right now, it's not the people who are stealing. It's the people who are left there and they're watching helicopters flying over their heads. And they're praying. How come it's so easy to send planes in another country to kill everyone in a second, to destroy lives? We need to serve our country. And for me to serve our country is to be there right now to rescue the rest of the people. Wow. We need the cash, we need the blood, we need the support. Right now we need the prayers. It is, you know, when I was hearing a couple of days ago that these things are not reachable, it's too full of water. Maybe I'm too much like I'm not thinking with my head. I'm talking with my heart. Nobody can open any roofs. The helicopter's flying in. Take two people at a time. Take a kayak. Go into those walls. There's kids being raped at night. We hear gunshots. Big guns. What's that? Those people are praying, they're walking, they're like this. Hello, do you see us? We're still alive, but we're dying.
Celine,
it's terrible. I do not want to talk to you about money.
Well, and she's had like an insane amount of tragedy in her life.
Yes.
And to like use her voice and performance as like a way through is...
When like you hear singers or celebrities talk about like, I do this for the people, I do this for the fans, I do this for... Like, with Celine Dion, I actually fully fucking believe it.
Yeah.
Like, I fully believe that she is experiencing these heightened emotions because she can and because all of us want to feel that much. Mm-hmm. But most of us don't have access to those deep pools that she does.
Because she seems like also, like, a deep optimist. Like, I was watching this video... So her mom died last month. She's still on tour. And she...
For the new album.
Yeah.
Right.
Courage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a great Sia cover album, essentially. It's like, I think it was like all Sia.
I
think Sia wrote a ton of her new stuff. It's
Sia's
great.
Hands are going to fall off. She writes everything.
Yeah. It's just pencil, yeah. It's chalk, and one of those little chalk boards.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a one-room schoolhouse.
Yeah. Old school! That's what you call old school. Old school Sia. Old school Sia.
Oh, my God. But she, like, comes out. She's in Miami, and she's like, I'm so happy to be here. I have to say I'm a little shaken. I'm sure you know, but my mom passed away a few hours ago. And then she does the whole show, but I think it's because it's, like, full therapy. And she even says, I'm doing okay. And it's, like, to go through all of the death, also Fly, that's the on Fly, right, what's the album?
Hold
the
on.
Great
Jeans
and T-shirt.
Yeah, on Falling Into You.
Falling Into You. Her niece, right, when she was 16, died in her arms. It's like, you have to have a lot of joy and love and, like, hope to sing and make your whole career off of love songs and go through all of that.
But she's fucking giving us her whole life. I mean, I really... Oh, no. Celine Through the Eyes of the World, which I haven't seen, is a documentary about when she went on tour with Taking Chances.
Mm-hmm.
Taking Chances is maybe my favorite Bob.
I love Taking Chances.
Okay, yeah, tell me why.
Because, well, it was Annie Lennox's writing partner who wrote that song with her in the Eurythmics, and he includes one of my favorite songs in Taking Chances.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me like lovers do, and like Celine just hitting that beat so hard.
What do you say? Taking chances. What do you say? Jumping off the edge. Never knowing if there's sun
I don't know, it is a perfect morning, like, I need some juice in this caboose kind of song. Like, I need to take chances.
Yeah, I need to be
I
like
start over.
Mm-hmm. She does give you that, like, desire to be brave.
Yeah, I feel powerful listening to her.
Mm-hmm. I could...
And soothed.
And soothed. Yeah. Well, you're always in the safest hands. Like, the voice is never going to falter. Like, some divas we love Bette and we love Judy because they almost sing on that line where you think they might fall off it. And you're, like, worried about them and they're pushing themselves past the point of where they can go. Liza does that. Mm-hmm. Lots of, like, and I, that is really my shit when folks do that. But then there are divas like Celine or Audra where you're just in the hands of the master and she's just going to lift you up to the heavens.
Yeah, full cradle.
And you can just lay in that fucking voice and it's never going to... You're like just laying in her power.
We need to see her live. We need to...
We have to...
We were going to go.
I think she's here in April.
She's okay. Maybe I just will... Well,
you should go. You should go without me. Fuck you.
Sick 400. It's expensive to see your divas.
It's crazy.
Very expensive to see your divas.
The homos will pay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll go and get some of those creepy scalper tickets or something. But
I mean, it's.
But I do want. I mean, I want to experience her. And you know, Nick and I kind of had this thing with Bette, where, and maybe you have this with her too. It's like, well, gotta take chances. And you don't want to not have that chance again, you know?
Well, that's the thing. You don't know when they're going to just stop. They don't have to. They don't have to do
she
tours.
Sure doesn't the last have time to. We saw Bette live was out here in California. And when we got into the parking lot, I had a full breakdown, like sobbing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I might never see her live again. Mm-hmm. And I like lost it. And you're like, because you don't know. Like, especially like Bette's in her 70s.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
and like, I'm touching all sorts of wood and my diva will live forever. But have you heard Celine's cover of Hello?
Yeah.
That was everything. To
everything.
Me.
And I think and right also like, after Renee died, and that's the only time that you were like, are you going to make it?
Yeah.
And it's okay when she doesn't, because of course you don't. Of course you don't make it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you can't get through that song or hit the right note. Like,
oh, she, I want her to, when you were just talking about the Eurythmics, I'm like, oh, I want her and Annie to record together so bad. But I want her to record with so many people so badly. I want her to record with Adele.
Mm-hmm.
I want her to record with Annie. I want her to record with Stevie.
I also could get, fucked up on her cover albums. Like, I could just give me a whole album of covers.
Yes.
Like, that would be very fun to hear her, like, passionately reinterpret, like, a lot of really awesome...
Everything on Earth.
Yeah, everything.
Okay, what are those other favorite live that the children need to go and find on YouTube?
Okay, wait, I made a list.
Get your list.
Okay, we've already talked about Johnny Carson. We've talked about Billboard. All By Myself at the Grammys in 1997. Ellen DeGeneres.
What happens? Wait, tell us about that.
Ellen introduces her. She makes a really great joke about the set. It was 97, so yeah, she was like, winning all of the Grammys.
Uh-huh.
And every again, Grammy in existence. I think she's in a gold suit. She kind of has like the Rachel, but then the like blown back Rachel.
I remember that look on Celine. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
All By Myself. It's genius. It's just, I mean, stands there, her and the piano and the orchestra.
All by myself. Don't want to be. Yeah.
The Power of Love at the AMAs in 1995. She's got her like a like flight attendant look going on. She was like really into like proper suits.
Suits.
Like business suits, mm-hmm. not rock star suits.
With
like,
those big pants.
Yeah.
Like she was a
black
CEO.
Blazer. She was fully CEO, lesbian, short.
Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow should go as Celine Dion for Halloween.
Rachel listens to this pod every week, so do it.
Whoa, I just blew my own mind. I fucking love when I do that. I'm serious. I mean, I just got real hyped on my creativity right there. Again, I know art. The moment I learned it.
Anne Geddes.
I need you going as Rachel Maddow, going as Celine.
Fuck. And going as Celine, going as Julia Roberts in Hook.
Oh my God.
Okay, fuck House of Roberts. Fuck
yeah.
Life.
Sorry. I need it as a short wig.
So the power, we haven't even talked about the power of
Yeah, we did.
Power
we talked
love.
About it with On Rosie. That's my favorite one.
Mm. Oh, the one on Rosie.
Yeah, because that song doesn't... That song kind of simmers.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it starts building, and then bam, it just pops right off.
Well, I feel...
I can see them being really good friends.
Totally.
I feel like who would not be best friends with Celine Dion when you met her? I mean, she doesn't have time to be friends with us because she's too busy making toast for her children.
And having 23 assistants.
And watching Monsters, Inc.
And not opening doors.
And not driving cars or opening
touching
doors.
Touching keys.
Not touching keys.
She's just trying on clothes.
Yeah. God, what a life.
And I know we already talked about the Las Vegas thing, but like, high tea is that she like... You know, Las Vegas was trash in the 80s, and then the 90s was when they started to try to clean it up and make mm-hmm. it family. And but it was still kind of like, little, like you know, there was all those kinds of big shows, but she really was the one that like started the whole, like, I'm going to do a full sit-down residency here.
You're right.
And now you really aren't a nobody unless you're doing that. Like, Lady Gaga's in her 30s and she's doing one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Celine really ushered in that whole...
That era.
I think actually a lot of people go and see their number ones in... And actually, it's my least favorite moment of Bette Midler's career because it's so staged to the oomph of its life that you don't really mm-hmm. have much life in there. Like, it's like, it's just, and Bette will say it was just like, lights up, lights down, lights up, lights down. Everything was so programmed. And so I'm just so fucking in love with the fact that you told me that, like, actually Celine was fully in life, was fully engaging, was just riffing with people, like, was doing, you know, basically improv comedy.
She 100%
she was doing crowd work.
I can't even, like, go into
I'm obsessed.
She did a, it was a, literally a 10 to 15 minute story about how she ended up recording the song for Deadpool.
Ashes.
Yes, Ashes.
It's and good.
It's so good.
It's good.
But basically, she fully...
This is so gay.
It's so good.
The gayest episode of this podcast ever. It's good, girl!
Ashes. But she, like, talked about, oh, because Ryan Reynolds wrote her a letter. So she got the letter in the mail from Ryan Reynolds. And her, like, retelling of it, it was, like, this crazy, like, existential... Her inner monologue about receiving the letter, which lasted a good 10 minutes. And then she like, got to the point of opening the letter. And then it was, like, another 10 minutes of, like, understanding what this meant. And, like, how maybe she was asking her out on a date. It was, like, this... fucking nonsense, crazy stream of consciousness, 20-minute speech about how she ended up recording that song.
I know we always say this and we say a lot of bullshit, but she is a fucking actual goddess. Like, she's on Mount Olympus for me. Like, acting like a full-on toga-wearing non-human.
Sahara, queen of the gods. She,
100%. Untouchable.
Okay, so
we get so much more time with her, you guys. I'm so excited that, like, so much, she's got so many more moments and greatness.
She's so young. She's gonna make so much music.
I'm so excited for all these next phases for you, Celine. Okay, so we like to close this out with our fans. If you had a magical car. That could drive all night to Celine's house, but you can leave her a message inside the car when she gets in. What would the message be? What would be the first thing she hears? What would you tell her?
Oh, it's like a voicemail?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But it's going to play in the Chrysler that she rode in the drive all night video.
Because I drove all
that
night.
Someone,
your voice will unlock it because she doesn't know how to open car doors. So,
okay.
Go ahead. What would you tell Celine? You could tell her anything.
I would say, hey, Celine. Hey, girl. Thank you so much. You've been a part of my listening experience my literal entire life. And I just want to say thank you. And you comfort me. You lift me up. Keep going. Drive all night.
Drive all night.
Drive all night.
Have someone else drive all night.
Yeah, don't drive because you. I don't know if you know how.
No. Jordan, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your Celine with us.
Thank you.
God, Celine Dion is such a big episode.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, God, we're getting to the big ones. I love her so much.
Yeah, it's powerful.
You guys write in, send us your stories about loving Celine Dion.
Send in stories about loving anyone. We always want to hear from you. So
we love hearing from you. Rate, review, download. Share this episode with your friends.
Give us all those likes.
Hashtag I drove all night. Hashtag Renee. Hashtag the power of love.
We love you, Battle Angels.
We love you, Battle Angels.
Bye.
Bye. Mwah.
I was waiting for so long for a miracle to come. Everyone told me to be strong. Through the darkness and good times, I knew I'd make it through. And the world thought I had it all, but I was waiting for you. Let it shatter the walls for a new
strength, all in the eyes of the boy.